Good morning. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church as we gather this morning in our worship service. There are a couple of announcements I'd like to bring to your attention as we gather. We continue to gather, yes, in worship Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., and we also have opportunities for Bible studies. There is the Bible study that follows worship service as we continue to study our Christian faith and some myths or misconceptions that are out there. We have a Bible study on Wednesday in which we are looking at the Psalms. Last week we started and we're going to be looking at Psalm 67. So if you'd like to join us Wednesday mornings at 10 o'clock. And there is a Pew Sisters study on Thursday's afternoon at 1:30. And they are studying the Ten Commandments and how these are our love rules. So we continue to look forward to these opportunities to be in God's Word and to grow from these opportunities as we encourage and support one another in our faith. In order to help support one another, we also look for other ways and other opportunities, such as the peaceful gathering at the end of the month. And our church council will be meeting this Thursday to continue to plan monthly activities and also other special activities for our congregation as we look to be active not only here within the community of the church but within our broader community also. So we are following the service of prayer and preaching, which can be found on page 260 in the Lutheran hymnal. And we, at this time, would need to turn to hymn 405 within that hymnal. As I see, the whiteboards are not at this time yet displaying our words to our hymn, but you can find the words and even the music, hymn 405 within our hymnal.
To save the world and free our souls.
stand as you are able. This is the day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord.
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson this morning comes from the book of Joshua, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim, and they came to the Jordan, and he and all the people of Israel and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of the 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, "As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it." The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that I, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And as for you, command the priests to bear the Ark of the Covenant. When you come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, you shall stand and still the Jordan. When the soles of the feet of the priests bearing the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from flowing, and the waters coming down from above shall stand in one heap." So when the people set out from their tents to pass over the Jordan with the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as soon as those bearing the Ark had come as far as the Jordan, and the feet of the priests bearing the Ark were dipped in the brink of the water. Now the Jordan overflows all its banks throughout that time of the harvest. The waters coming down from above stood and rose up in a heap very far away at Adam, the city that was beside Zarethan, and those flowing down toward the Sea of Araba, the Salt Sea, were completely cut off. And now the people passed over opposite Jericho. Now the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firmly on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel was passing over on dry ground until all the nation finished passing over the Jordan. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle this morning is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness and our sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to stand for our gospel reading, which comes from St. Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now. For thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented, and when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, let the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
At this time, we review those items that are foundational for our Christian faith. We start with our Ten Commandments.
You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
We speak the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we join in speaking our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I invite the congregation to be seated. Those children are present. I invite you forward for our children's message.
Good morning, boys and girls. Good morning, yes. That is usually a response. Are you still a little tired this morning? Yeah. It's nice. We have the snow outside, right? And how many of you like the fresh snowfall? And what does it, how does it make the outside look? Well, it does make it look snowy, but there are different types of snowy looks, aren't there? There's the snowy look of April, when the snow is kind of getting old and it's been out there for a while. And what kind of snow does that look like? Or how does that snow look? I think I heard one of your older brothers and sisters in Christ saying the answer I'm looking for. What does like April snow look like compared to today's snow?
Dirty.
Right? There's snow that kind of looks dirty, and then there's the snow that looks like this. And how does that kind of make everything outside look? Real nice and white, and we might say clean, right? Yeah. Today, our church is celebrating not the snowfall outside, but rather today is the day the church remembers Jesus' baptism. What happens in baptism that I might connect to this fresh snowfall outside? What do you think I'm talking about or looking at? What does baptism do for you and for me? Does it clean us? Baptism cleans or cleanses us. And it makes us, some would say, as white as snow. Right? Because the snow looks pretty white out there. And baptism does that by washing what away? When we bring a baby to the font, to the baptism font here, and there's water applied to them, what are we washing away? Our sins, right? And so we are celebrating Jesus' baptism. He was baptized, and because he was baptized, you and I have been baptized. And so today we are celebrating what God does through baptism, that in baptism, you and I, before God, we stand looking as clean as a fresh fallen snow like we've experienced today. Because it does look pretty nice out there, doesn't it? I know that my kids are looking forward to doing some snow activities, like sledding, right? Or maybe being out there and playing in the snow. But yet, the snow, even as much as it's fun to play with, it helps remind us when we see a fresh snowfall that we, in our baptisms, have been washed and cleansed from all of our sins. So we're here today, we're celebrating even Jesus' baptism, and you'll hear more about that in my sermon this morning. So I invite you to fold your hands as we pray with your brothers and sisters in Christ this morning. Dear Heavenly Father,
we thank you
for the washing we receive in holy baptism, that has us as white as our fresh fallen snow. Please help us always proclaim your saving work. Please help us always proclaim your saving work through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray in his name, amen. And our congregation is going to continue at this time by singing hymn 600. God, our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon today is based upon the text from Matthew chapter 3. There are probably some of you that have heard and recall a phrase that I heard quite often growing up. It was common in my house. Go wash your hands. How many of you remember hearing that as a child, having maybe come in from outside or maybe just coming in before mealtime from your bedroom? And yet we heard that phrase, go wash your hands. I may not have felt like they needed to be washed, but realistically, I know that my hands did need to be washed. Sometimes I didn't feel like it, and there's maybe other times where I had thought I'd already washed them, but upon further inspection, you know, that sand from outside and that dirt, or whatever activity I had been doing, well, there were still traces. And so I would head to the sink so that the soap and water would do their thing. How many of you remember that growing up? Needing to wash your hands, sometimes even when you didn't think you needed it. And so you head off and you did just that. So that, well, when you came back, they would be clean. Today's message is about cleanliness. Not cleanliness just for hands, though, but cleanliness for our soul. And it is related to John the Baptist, the one who is the forerunner of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Matthew chapter 3, it begins by telling us, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In these words, we hear God doing his thing for creation. Repent from what? John calls them to a repentance. But how does he even know that they need to repent? And what is it that they should repent from? It's a repentance, a turning away from sin. How does John know that they've sinned? Or even if we look at a similar call to repentance, the day of Pentecost, as Peter is talking, they ask, what should we do now? And Peter, speaking to the large crowd gathered, says, repent. And then he talks about being baptized. Does John know all these individuals? Does he know specifically the sins that they have in their life? Or does Peter know all those that had gathered on that day of Pentecost? Well, certainly not. They don't need to know them. They don't need to know their sins because they know they come from a line that is tainted with sin. As human beings, you and I, we come from the line that goes back to Adam and Eve, who sinned in the Garden of Eden. And from them comes all the earth. And through them came sin, which we all struggle with, which taints all of our hearts and minds. And we cannot free ourselves from it. And yet we hear the call to repent, to turn from our sin, to no longer engage in it, to cease to live in it, to try with all of our might to put it behind us, to be washed. In a way, that's kind of what I would do sometimes growing up. Yeah, I knew I had been playing out in the dirt, making some dams by the road, you know, for the water that was flowing. And so I knew my hands were dirty, so I'd go in and wash them, and all right, that's good enough, right? But then you would look later, and it hadn't all been removed. There are those hard places under the fingernails, around them, maybe even in some of the cracks that we have in our skin, and it just was more than I had done. Could not erase it on my own. So soap and water, they were the answer. But not for our soul. There's a different answer. For all, yes, are called to repent. And why are we called to repent? John tells us the kingdom of heaven is at hand. God's kingdom, he says, it's here in our very midst. And it came through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He, though, was born not of man and woman, not of the will of our flesh, but was sent by God. We celebrated his birth, the miracle birth of a child born without sin, God himself in human flesh. He came to be the one that would cleanse you and me. Cleanse us through his ways. John called people to repentance. Even those people that thought that they were good enough. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, it says, came to be baptized. And well, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Who warned them that they needed a baptism and a repentance? Well, God seeks to warn us all that no one by our own power or might is going to be worthy of life everlasting. God has sent for you and for me the Ten Commandments that we spoke. The commandments that we say are used like a mirror that show us where we have fallen short, where we have sinned against God and his expectations. We have had other things that we have loved and feared more than God. We do not always keep his name holy. We do not always remember the Sabbath day. And that's just the relationship that you and I have with God, our Heavenly Father. And then there's the relationship with our neighbors, commandments 4-10. Honoring our father and mother, not killing, not stealing, not committing adultery, not bearing false witness, not coveting. These we have all broken, either by thought, word, or deed. And so we also need to turn and repent and seek to be cleansed by God's way of cleaning. And God sent Jesus to be that way. John recognizes his own shortcomings, and he sees in Jesus one that is greater. As we heard, Jesus came to Galilee, to the Jordan, to John, to be baptized by him. But John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" He knew Jesus to be greater than he was. And you should seek from the greater those gifts and benefits that they have for you. But Jesus, he says to John, "Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And so John consented. Wash your hands. There are signs in restaurants and even gas stations that tell us, well, and I see somebody already nodding their head, employees must wash their hands before returning to work. Whose benefit is that for primarily? Who benefits the most from these employees washing their hands? The employee or the one that they are there serving? You could make an end argument that, well, ultimately the employee won't be employed if they don't do it because they won't have any, but you know, just let's just say immediately. If the employee doesn't wash their hands, and especially if they're working in food service, who benefits most from that employee washing the hand? They do, or the people that they are serving? The customers, the people they are going to be serving. And in maybe if you look at it that way, we see Jesus. Did he himself need to be baptized for his sins? No. But why did Jesus come? He came to serve you and me and all those who were tainted by sin. So he was baptized. He was washed for you and for me. It is for our benefit, for our righteousness that he seeks to give us. In our baptisms, we are connected to his, and we are washed, and we are seen as clean, without sin, by God our Heavenly Father. And so you and I will be able to hear one day the same words that were spoken by God as Jesus came up from the River Jordan. As that Spirit descends on him, God says in this voice from heaven, "Behold, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." God says those words of you, his sons and daughters, who have been baptized and connected in our baptisms to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not only his baptism, but also his crucifixion, where he died upon the cross, shedding his blood to redeem you and me and all the world from all of our sins. This is what our Savior has done for us. He has been baptized so that in your baptism, you would receive what you are not worthy of, God's grace, God's forgiveness, and God's declaration, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. You today are that child of God through your baptism. And that is why we so highly value baptism in our church, because it connects us to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It cleanses us from our sins. And we, through that, know of life everlasting to come. We were all needing baptism from the day of our birth. And Jesus has made such a wonderful gift from it for you and for me, that we are called the children of God, adopted in the waters of baptism, needing to be baptized. John recognized it of himself. We should all recognize it of ourselves, for those that we love, the need to be baptized, but also the wonderful gifts that we have in baptism, life and salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Go forth today with joy in your hearts as you look back and recall your baptism, the day when your heavenly Father declared, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard our hearts and minds firmly in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, our tithes and offerings will be collected. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
But whoever does not believe will be condemned.
I invite you to stand as we continue with the prayers of the church. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all of our heart and with all of our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for all the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
mercy. For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those whose lives have been upended by recent fires in California, and for all those whose lives are impacted by recent winter weather storms, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
We pray together. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Christ has been raised from the dead.
Bless and preserve us.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated.
leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
The members of Peace Lutheran Church consider it a privilege to have you share in their service of worship. If you have no church home, we invite you to worship with us Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. If you are unable to attend our worship service in person, we invite you to join us again next week at this time. If you wish to sponsor a broadcast in memory of a loved one, call the church office at 715-762-4541. Peace offers live stream worship as well. On the YouTube channel, search for Peace Lutheran Church, Park Falls. You can also follow us on Facebook. If you would like to give an offering to God for His ministry, you may do so on the Facebook page.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 100,000 people remain under evacuation orders in Southern California. It's because of the wildfires, blamed for at least 16 deaths. They are still burning, and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells ABC's This Week about her biggest worry.
The biggest concern that I have right now is the fact that we are still in such a dangerous situation. The red flag warnings have been reissued, the winds are coming back, and we still want to make sure that people are in a safe place. And I know that that's hard for so many because they want to get back in. They want to see their home. They want to see if there is anything left.
14 hearings this week on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees. They begin Tuesday. The president-elect warned Hamas to release all hostages before he takes office next Monday. And Israeli sources are expressing cautious optimism that a ceasefire may be within reach. Talks are ongoing. This is ABC News.
The Bucks are in the Garden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks are in New York today to take on the Knicks in Madison Square Garden. We'll have a full recap after the game tonight. Milwaukee with a 109-106 win Friday night over the Magic. How much better are the Bucks this year now? Running Doc Rivers' offense, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Way, way better. Every game that goes by, our chemistry is getting better and better and better. Like, we know each other's parts. We know how to play with one another. We know what one another wants to accomplish well. They have the ball or when they're playing off the ball. And it's something that we do. Like, there's going to be a lot of times you're going to see this game, the next 50 games, there's going to be a lot of times that it's just going to be a two-man game. It has to be that way, especially in the last 5 minutes. But that necessarily means that we are going to take the shots. If you have great shooters and guys that are very capable of making shots, sometimes they're going to be over there.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Winter weather advisory remains in effect for 1 to 3 inches of additional snow accumulation today. Gusty northwest winds up to 25, highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Our overnight lows near 5 below. Right now, it's 22.
From Music City, USA, Nashville, Tennessee, this is Into the Blue, featuring the very best in bluegrass and Brassicana music. And now here's your host, Terry Hurd.
Hello and welcome to the show. So good to be back with you here as we head into the blue once again with the very best in bluegrass. Music coming up in this hour from Mylon Miller, the Lonesome River Band, Dan Tominski, Ashby Frank, Seth Mulder, and Midnight Run, and a conversation with Reed Jones. We'll be remembering Audie Blaylock, who passed away 1 year ago this week. It's all straight ahead, and it's all brought to you by BluegrassToday.com. We're going to call on Matt Wallace and Wayne Taylor to do the honors. Here's The Hills I Used to Roam.